I've never really played a two-gap system before, but I feel like I'm a very hard worker and I can adjust anything. I'm a fast learner, so.
3-4 teams been even talking to you
about that? Yeah, I've talked to a couple 3-4 teams, you know, just off the side, you know, but I mean, I play in any system, I feel like.
What do you think the biggest thing you have to prove to scouts about yourself to not to take away any knocks?
I believe like the biggest knock is like, you know, I guess my strength and you know, like a lot of people like felt like I had like a downfall in my play this year, so just gotta prove to them that I come to work and I'm worked harder to get stronger every day.
How did the coaching change at Miami affect you, and what did you learn from that that will help you in the NFL?
I mean, Coach Shannon was always a big part of my career because he's a defense coordinator at first, you know, so I mean, I don't think it affected me too much, you know. I think he taught me a lot to help me in the NFL. You know, he taught me a lot of different things that, you know, I carry along with me. I mean, he's a great coach.
So. Given the Brian Potter situation and the Sean Taylor situation, can you describe a little bit how that affected, you know, the Miami players and the whole Miami community?
Oh, man, that's tough, you know. I mean, that was real tough on all of us, you know. Especially with Brian Paddock, because it was like, you know, during the season, you know, one of our starting players, one of the best players on the team, you know, I mean, somebody I was real close with, you know, it's tough to see that happen. It makes you appreciate life a lot more and, you know, want to get the most you can out of life right now, you know, because you never know when it's up. So, I mean, that was real tough on us, you know. We tried to play the season for him, you know. Oh, I was 228, I believe, the first day. I think I probably grew like an inch, maybe an inch and a half.
Are you conscious of you know, last year at this time the commissioner was putting in his revised personal conduct policy? How much are you aware of how much that's important to the league, that guys off the field are minding everything?
Oh yeah, I'm aware that's a very important, you know. I mean, yeah, I think that, like, you know, everybody wants people to represent them, like, to be stand-up guys, and I mean, I definitely think I have a great character, so I mean, I think that's something that's very important in anything you do, any kind of a business you run. You need high character people who you know are going to work hard and show up every day.
What's it like having so much football in your family with all your brothers playing and everything like that?
Oh, man, it's amazing. Growing up, you know, having five brothers, you know, always somebody to play with, always competitive in every sport, you know, football, basketball, track. We even, like, competitive, like, in chess and all kinds of other, like, board games and stuff. And just, it was fun.
What would it be like? You're close to your dad, right?
Yeah. My dad, when he passed away, he was senior in high school. It was real tough on me, and I definitely learned a lot, you know, learned how to overcome adversity and stuff like that. But, you know, I mean, he's my inspiration.
A lot of the analysts have you and Derek Harvey real similar. What do you think are the differences in style?
I don't really know too much about Derek Harvey. You know, I mean, I think he's a great player. With me, I just know that my game is a high motor, you know, go hard every play, try to use technique the most I can. I mean, I think that's what I really need to work on, is get my technique right and just play as hard as I can.
You figure you'd probably be playing left side?
I mean, I played either or, you know, I could play left or right, it doesn't matter. Whatever they want me to play, I play it.
How well do you know Brandon Merriweather, as a friend of teammate, and he and other recent guys from Miami giving you?
Yeah, he's gave me advice on this process a lot. He's one of my good friends. Just playing with him, he's a great athlete, a player, you know. I mean, a lot of guys, you know, Kareem Brown, Fred Weather, Brock Atkins, a lot of guys who I've actually played with, John Beeson, gave me a lot of advice. He comes from a lot of different people. That's the beauty about Miami, is a lot of people know how it works, so helped me out a lot.
Has Brandon given you any thoughts on what it was like for him as a rookie in the Patriots defensive system and how tough that transition is for Paul?
Mostly what we talked about was just about, like, the combine and all the stuff that's going on here. I haven't really asked him about that too much yet, but after this is done, come prepare it to work. You know, every day is a real long day, but they, you know, make sure you, like, when during training and stuff, the process of picking an agent, all that good stuff and everything. And I mean, I think the number one thing was just try to relax and don't try to just be yourself and show your personality, because interviews and everything, you know, you don't want to try to, like, lie because they already know everything.